Oh, yeah, we are expressing today. Hello and welcome to the final, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, Express Yourself of 2025. We're your hosts, Amy Kimberly and
Brian Colley. Hello out there.
Oh my gosh, and we have a really fun show lined up for you today.
That's right. We have a studio full of musicians ready to sing out 2025, as well as poet and man about town, Bridger Langford.
Oh, yeah. We finish out the hour with psychic Colby Rebel, who has an event in Glenwood on December 28th, and we'll take calls in the studio. So don't
touch that dial.
If you pay the thing you want, express yourself.
Oh, yeah, baby. Can you believe it? You know, I wanted to celebrate surviving another year with some of my favorite people. And my wish is coming true. I can't believe it. In the studio for the next half hour or so, we are going to have some of my favorite musicians in the valley. So to begin with, let's just let the first two musicians introduce themselves. We have...
Hey. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's Deborah Colley.
No, I can't believe
it. Yeah. We have some sibling energy in the air. So I'm here with my brother in the studio. But more importantly, with me is my beloved voice teacher. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi there, you guys. It's Lisa Dancing Light.
Yay. Thank you so much, Lisa.
I've been encouraging you to get out there and sing solo. So here I am supporting you to share your creative vocal gifts.
I can't believe you agreed to come along the day after Christmas.
Anything to support you.
Yeah. So thanks for having us in the studio. We're here.
This is great.
We don't get to take up the full 30 minutes, but...
You know, just so people know, Deborah Colley is maybe known in musician world as one of the lead singers of Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, she has been singing in the shower for years. but, yeah, this is awesome. Like, with Lisa, just real quick, really your singing took off once you started working with Lisa.
Yeah, I would say I grew up singing competitively and then didn't think that I was up to snuff, and then reached out to Lisa and was like, hey, are you taking adult students? That was how many years ago now? Maybe like 3.5 or 4.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I got so much more out of it than just like revisiting or finding my voice again. I got a lot of confidence. I feel like more what it really did was also like this exploration of like, what is my voice as just an adult and feeling comfortable with it and being comfortable getting weird. Mm-hmm. With my voice, which is essential.
That's great. And Lisa, you know, many in the Valley know Lisa as a singer herself, a musician, a writer. You wrote a children's book. And you've been in the Valley how many years?
In the Valley since 70.
Since 1970.
So 55, woo. Yeah, 55 years.
Yeah.
Most of my adult life, yeah. I grew up here, kind of, it feels like.
It was like
really.
Your college, your university, your master's
university
degree.
University of life.
And then
absolutely.
Here you are. Yeah.
Absolutely. You have no idea.
I do, because it was mine, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not all right here, but still, yeah.
Yeah. Like college and all my Colorado Roaring Fork Valley life was definitely nothing compared to what I've experienced out here. This grew me up.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Well, the reason they're here is because... Brian and I, we just wanted to sing out the new year, you know? It just felt right. It's been quite the year, kind of
really turbulent in so many ways, and then there's just spots of light and beauty. And I think you two are going to bring us some light and beauty. So
yeah, yeah. actually, Amy, something I'm really excited about, and I wasn't thinking about it when we chose the song, but I'm excited that the first song we're going to sing is "River" by Patty Griffin. Patty Griffin. And I've been wanting to sing the song for you for a while, but the only person who plays it with me is Lisa. So aww. Here you're getting a personal live performance.
All right. So. Let's hear it.
And I wish we had some fiddle, Brian. Yeah. I mean, I really hear fiddle
start
on this.
Listening in on fiddle possibilities.
Yeah. I hear it.
Next time.
Shall we? Oh, we're adjusting a microphone. Make sure we have some good piano. Yes, Lisa is accompanying me on piano or a keyboard. Mm-hmm. Isn't she a river? She doesn't need a diamond to shine. You can't really have her, but you can hold her for a time. It takes an army just to bend her. Be careful where you send her. You can't hold her back for long. The river is just too strong. She's a river. Arms made out of silver. Moving in a crooked line. Carrying some dreamers. She's a river, and you can ride her easy when she's slow, walk across her when she's low, but follow wherever she goes. She's a river, and run for cover when she's mad, drown in her tears when things are bad, but don't you ever forget that. She's a river. Ooh. She's a river. Isn't she a river? She doesn't need a diamond to shine. People call you clever, but she's been here a long, long time. Don't need to change her or teach her to behave. She's been left for head a million times, keeps coming home, arms open wide, ever changing. River. Oh, oh, oh. Scratch. Yeah. Kelly Griffin. She wrote some good songs.
Yeah.
I realized, like, as we started, that I don't have a headphone set.
Oh. Well, look at that.
So that was exciting.
wow.
But I've accepted it now.
It sounded good. But maybe, here, Brian,
I don't think there is a headphone
set. No, but he can give you his headphone set.
In the middle of that, I was like, well.
Yeah.
It sounds how it sounds. Oh, great. Are you? You're okay.
I'm fine.
You're okay. I didn't know how much I was yelling into the mic or not, so.
It was good, and I was adjusting your sound as best I could.
Yeah, I didn't want to cut sound too loose.
Brian didn't once correct me, but
he wanted to.
And all the times
you can't get the red out.
Here,
I hate to break the news.
You've never played.
I've never played piano in here.
Wow,
all the times
Lisa.
I've done things, they've played my music. Different people have played my music in the CDs and stuff, but I've never played piano in here. I just realized I have no idea what this sounds like.
Well, Brian, you can come closer to me, and you can use this microphone too.
Express yourself.
We've been doing, you know, this show. What? How many years together?
It's been a while.
I think we started in 2020.
Okay,
five years now. Express yourself with Amy and Brian. Jeez.
5 years.
Yeah. We barely get to do it together anymore. But hey, all right. So, what is our next song?
Next song. I think you're going to be very excited, Amy. Because we're playing a Joni Mitchell song.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're playing both sides now. And we were just talking about how it feels very appropriate for the times.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's a lot we're still learning and accepting.
Well, and because even...
Finding beauty and hardship and finding the stride between them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because there is like the rain cloud and then the sun behind it. And it's just happening... all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Thanks, Lisa.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. Now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. The clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow. Looked alive from both sides now, from up and down.
yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, Deborah. Both of you. Wow. I mean, you know, you hear that song so much, you know, through the years. Well, especially when you're as old as I am. But it's still, every time you just find some other moment that it's like, oh, yeah, you know.
Joni Mitchell's music was kind of part of what brought me around to learning about quote-unquote popular music, because mm-hmm. I had a classical background, and I actually was dating one of the Eagles at the time in Aspen, Bernie
wow.
Ledden. And he said,
I know, fun fact.
He said, you know, you already know music. He said, just go get yourself a couple of songbooks. It's just 1-4-5 chords. And so I went out and bought a Carole King and Joni Mitchell songbook. And, you know, I just started playing Joni's songs and realizing, wow, I understand this music.
Yeah.
And she just blows me away. And I'm so grateful that Deborah has this incredible taste in music where she loves it all.
Yeah.
Well, I would not have chosen that song to sing for myself, but Lisa just believes in me.
Yeah, because that's
and
not
also pushing
easy.
The edge, pushing the edges. And no, I absolutely was like, I don't think I'm going to sing that song. And then just last week, after practicing it a bunch, I changed my mind. It's still really challenging. It's a hard song and it's a beautiful song. Joni Mitchell, you can't undermine how incredible her voice and talent as a songwriter.
So true.
Were and are still.
Before we let you go, just what's your wishes for 2026?
Ooh. I'm going to say what I believe my mantra will be, but it's not my, it's just a mantra, but it is a wish in a way, about just how we choose to be in community together. And that's choosing to, well, my mantra is clarity is kindness. And it's something I heard earlier this fall, and it really struck me that, like, any opportunity we have to be clearer with each other is kindness. And of course, being clear and kind at the same time, but that clarity is its own kind of kindness, to like not leave people in the lurch or in a gray area and offer that to each other. Clarity is kindness.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And what about you, Lisa?
Oh, boy. This is interesting, because that's usually a time that I think of these things. And I would just have to say that continue to shine my light as bright as I can and support people in every level of their lives and continue to practice good self-care and love my family and friends. And I love this community so much. And so my mantra is just shine our lights at the highest frequency we can. And we do a pretty darn good job of it here.
So true. So
yeah,
true.
Thank you.
Well, Happy New Year to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
Same
us.
To you.
You bet. All right. Little music, and we'll bring in Olivia Pevick and Bridger Langford. So hold on. We are celebrating here at the KDNK Studios. You are tuned into the final Express Yourself show of the year. And now, wow, we are joined by two other favorite people that we love. Yeah.
So
why don't you guys
people.
Look, Olivia's like having to bend way down. Olivia Pevick, Bard. Back in town from her journeys spreading music across the West, and Bridger Langford taking a break from Up the Crystal to join us. And Bridger, you are a poet and a musician.
Yeah, I'm a poet naturally, and the musician's thing's coming along. You know, it's more communicable.
Yeah. Well, awesome. All right. Well, let's just what are we going to hear first?
We're gonna do something we've only done one time before.
Oh, we love
but,
that.
But we think it's a real winner. I recently had the honor of contributing to the Emerald podcast, which is one of my favorite things being made at this time. And I was asked to do some improvisational banjo, and I was like, that's not what I do. So instead, I asked the Sunrise for a song, and this is what she gave me. And Bridger selected this poem. You want to say?
Yeah, I'm going to be reading a poem I titled In the Pocket of My Heart. And this poem comes out of darkness somewhere, somehow. And Olivia's song reminds me of those little starry raindrops that are up there in the sky.
Hmm. Wow. All right.
In the pocket of my heart, in the room just below the stairs of my mind, in the dusty crook of my sacrum, 3 drops of the same substance waited quietly, patiently, and in ease. If I'd stumbled past them, peripherally omitted their paradoxical gleam, I would have been fine. Maybe I would have had children or a home, and I would go to my job, career oriented. But instead, I gathered brooms, drills, spyglasses, top hats, radio transistors, poison blades, and my sextant. I stole ethics, fever, and a song. I dug holes, drifted aimless, spotted the space between tree branches. And I wept all over all of my faces and muddied my gaze. I packed failure, ambition, romance, ambivalence, and panic into a seaworthy bottle. And only in the mucky aftermath, the ash and whale, did the drops alchemize luminous, giving umbra to the great without within.
Beautiful. So where does inspiration hit you? Like,
you know, inspiration's weird for me. It often comes to me in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep. I'll wake up and it's like a lightning bolt, and I have to write it before
from the dark.
Yeah, write it from the dark, write it out of the dark before it evaporates in the morning light. That's what I seems to happen generally.
Wow. And then you can go back to sleep after that?
Yeah, somehow it's just right back to it.
That's beautiful. And as you said before, music helps your poetry feel more accessible to people. As a poet, and honestly, I'm just getting to know you, so I don't even know where you came from or how you got here. Were you just wandering the countryside writing poems? How'd you get here?
Well, I was born here. I was born, I'm the son of CRMS teachers. And, Hal and Carrie back, they were here
back in the old days.
mid-80s to the mid-90s. And, they taught me well that poetry speaks to the soul. I especially credit my mom helping me see that. Since then, yeah, I've been traveling around the country, living all over the place. And one day, as seems to happen, the mountains called me home.
Wow.
And I've been here about a year since.
Oh, okay. So then that makes sense. So that's how you ended up at Avalanche, because did your parents know
Molly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Know Molly and Meredith, actually. Meredith was involved as well. Wow. Okay. Now, speaking of traveling around the country, mm-hmm. our own prodigal daughter has come home. Olivia.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was it out there?
Man, it was amazing and magical and very real also. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got to experience a full spectrum of things. I would say, as we all know, the land that we live on is extraordinary, every inch of it. And so it was really a pleasure to get to travel slowly again across this incredible country. And then the way that traveling brings you into the path of new people and places is really incredible. So I didn't have any real problems.
Wow.
Yeah. Van problems, no health problems, really. I got a little bit sick in Portland. I fell apart in Portland a little. Yeah. I fell apart in Portland. But you got to do that at some point. So Portland was a nice place to do it because Anne Marie Zanka gave me a warm, cozy place to be falling apart.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, what do we have next on the performance?
We're gonna play
here.
A song that Bridger wrote. And we're going to play a song that Bridger wrote. And I really like.
Okay.
I tried to rewrite it, but he won't have it. So.
Artists.
Artists and their attachments.
This one's called Lost One, and
Woods and the River.
You should hear a little reference to this area. Yeah.
I lost one in the river and another in a pine. I've been thinking, darling, they're damn well hard to find. You've been turning me inside out, rocking my whole wild mind. You set me on this journey. Now I've lost my pride and I want to go home.
Home, will you let me go? Home,
home, will you let me go?
Home,
home, will you let me go?
And I lost one in the valley and another one in the woods. And I've been thinking about telling you all the things I think I should. But our bodies, they're just vessels washing in the tide. And all I got is love for you and this I cannot hide. And I want to go home, 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 will you let me go? Home, home, will you let me go? I lost you in the city, between corns and concrete. You choked me like pollution, it's a way I won't repeat. Oh, trust is hushed and fickle, and echoes are trapped in gloom. My heart is letting bound, woven on a faded loom. And I want to go home, 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 will you let me go? Home, home, go home, home, will you let me go? Home,
home, will you let me go? That is so good. Well, I am just seeing that we have some time here because I think that our psychically thought this show was on Saturday, but it's on Friday. So that makes it all the more
amazing.
Fun.
Ooh, what fun.
Oh, Well, yeah, so that, I like the duet thing. Are we going to see more of this?
Yeah, I did think you will. You want to tell them about the project?
Well, we're both hopeful here. You know, both of us are a little bit, you know, as artists can be, a little bit hard to pin down. but we're trying to, you know, pin each other down and get to the bottom of a new project that we've got going, which is hopefully a little album or something like that by the end of the winter. That's our time frame.
Wow.
With our fingers crossed.
We're on a similar mission, Bridger and I, and we both agree that music is a good way to go on a mission, to communicate a mission. And so we're looking at a kind of an old timey country sound, sort of a retro country sound with communist, socialist messaging.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. And yeah. and that's the mission.
Yeah.
And
you know, we're going to let it unfold as it does. We set a bar for ourselves, but I don't even know when. And it feels really ambitious right now.
mostly
because I'm writing these other songs. They're the songs that are coming out of me are not communist country songs right now. Mm-hmm. They're pretty country, but we'll see.
Well, I just think the times call for some lyrics of liberation, man.
100%.
It's true.
100%. Not the tortured things I'm writing. I absolutely agree.
We know our hearts are broken.
We already know that. We already know how to do that.
All
so
right.
True.
Well, are we going to get a communist song or are we going to get a heartbreaking song?
Yes, Under This Tree is a communist song.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is an old song. I wrote this a long time ago. But it's one of the things that it has going for it is a timeless quality. And I was gonna retune. Nah, I'll just play it here. I'll just play it here. Nah, don't worry about it.
This is live radio.
I know, but I'll have to go. Okay, let's do it. Bridger, why don't you talk about our communist dreams.
Yeah. Well, I just had a question for Brian here. You know, I was introduced on this show today as a man about town.
Maybe that was Amy.
I was just wondering what does that mean?
Well, it means that since you have come back, it seems like you're making quite an impact in a lot of different places. So that makes you a man about town, right?
I think doesn't man about town is perfect. It's a perfect description for Bridger.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like intuitively, captured it.
I think so, too. I agree.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I just love people. I love the people that live here particularly.
It's a lot of good ones.
So.
Yeah, I mean, like, there I was soaking, there you are. There I was in my basement, there you are. There I was over Brian and Debs, there you are. Mm-hmm. See, you're everywhere.
Hi, Luke. All right, let's play a little communist song. This is a good one for the winter, too, because it's a survival song. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, hold on, I got to remember how to play it. Really? Wow. This is what happens when you change tuning in the middle of a set. Bed down under this tree with me.
Bed down under this tree.
Bed down under this tree with me. We will set our worries free. There's a full moon shining in the sky tonight. There's a full moon tonight. There's a full moon shining in the sky tonight. And we won't need no other light. Bed down under this tree with me. Bed down under this tree. Bed down under this tree with me, and we will set our worries free. The wolves won't come howling around our door. Wolves won't come round no more. No, the wolves won't come howling around our door, 'cause we ain't got no door no more. Bed down under this tree with me. Bed down under this tree, oh. Bed down under this tree with me, and we will set our worries free. Got nothing in this world that's mine, nothing to call my own. No, I never had nothing in this world that's mine. We can make this tree our home. Bed down under this tree with me. Bed down under this tree, oh. Bed down under this tree with me. We set our worries free. Bed down under this tree with me. Bed down under this tree, oh, bed down under this tree with me, and we will set our worries free. We're gonna set our worries free. Oh, we're gonna set our worries free. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Gosh, well, I cannot wait to see more of what you guys got going on. It really, I always wished I could carry a tune. I would have been a musician. But instead, I had to own a nightclub.
Instead, you were the home to so many musicians.
Oh, this is so fun. I love this. I wish we could just do this every show we have.
Right. You guys are busy. You got a lot of stories to tell, a lot of people to share. It's wonderful what you've been doing.
Well, you guys should stick around, because we also got Brian Colley is going to play some music.
Hell yeah, of course he is.
I brought my ukulele just in case, because we got all these musicians here.
Yeah, it's a musical day.
Yeah, it's a musical day.
Maybe we could just jam. What do you want to play?
I could jam.
Yeah, what do you want to play?
I wrote some songs a while ago, but I also brought like some cover things that we could work on.
Yeah, whatever. we're gonna have band practice here on the radio. You never know what you're gonna get from community radio.
I'm curious about what you're
Well, what, yeah, are too, you just singing?
If you got chord
or,
charts.
Or playing? Oh, okay.
I brought the ukulele. Ukulele.
So look, we've got banjo, guitar, and ukulele. I mean, you guys could start touring.
Yeah, we got all different instruments.
One of these days.
We'll bring like Lisa and Deborah back with the piano.
Yeah, exactly. Piano. We've had, a good array of
I was hoping for a big whole crew jam, and then they were like, no, we got to go. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
I know. I was hoping they'd stick around, too. But this is beautiful. What what are we going to hear here?
Well, I don't know. You guys want to listen to a one-page song about pennies?
Yes.
And how they're gone?
Yes. Yeah.
Or a four-page song about a fortune teller. It's kind of long. I don't know.
How much time do we have? I want to hear them both. I feel like we have 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. I could play this one, and then we could, if you have another one, you want. This isn't like a super happy song, but it's about losing the pennies. The pennies are gone.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the last penny? The last penny that got printed was a couple weeks
ago. Like a ridiculous amount of money.
Like over $1 million in Denver.
Yeah.
Where the mint is.
I've never liked them.
You never liked pennies?
Not once.
Well, this song might not be for you. What about other change?
No.
You have an affinity for any of it?
Oh, wait. It's a weight thing. I get that. Well, I don't know if you'll be able to hear all this, but it's a F minor and B flat if you want to play along. Libby's like, no, that's not banjo tuning. Well, they stopped making pennies because it stopped making sense. More zinc, less copper, 97%. When Abraham Lincoln was 6'3", it had an Indian head and Lady Liberty. If If the kettle is copper, you can't call it black. Don't think we'll ever get those pennies back. Don't nickel and dime it like you used to do. A phone call was a quarter back in 82. Wanna make a change, build a time machine. Go back to the future, you know what I mean. When Marty McFly played Johnny B. Goode, he didn't stop to think if he would or should. Change is coming, it's about that time. A penny for your thoughts now costs a dime. I don't want your opinion, just your 2 cents. Just tell me where all the loose chains went. My old piggy bank is about to burst with change, exploding across the universe. I can picture them now all in outer space. Dimes, nickels, and quarters all over the place. Yeah, change is constant, and I think that's true. Except for the penny, those days are through. The past is crazy, and the future is tense. And now, in the present, we just stop making sense. And a little twist here. Mad world. It's a mad world.
Oh my God.
That is some really good words there, Brian. You just pumped that out this week?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Good stuff.
An ode to the penny. An ode to the penny.
I got nostalgic.
Nothing makes sense. That's so true. We don't even need sense anymore.
Right.
Not a requirement.
No. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we still have more time. This is so fun. Where might we go?
We wondered if what the time was going to be like, and we do have another song. If you would like to hear another song, maybe
is it about a fortune teller?
It's not, but maybe I bet you we could both fit. I feel bad for that. We played songs. Brian should play his other song.
No, you play one more song, and then we'll go out with Brian and the fortune teller song. We could just keep going, and if we have to bring it down, we will. But we don't, because it's the Dinky Awards coming right after this. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sure they'd want to hear the end of the fortune teller song.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we didn't get the fortune teller. But Colby Rebel, she is doing an event in Glenwood on the 28th.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and she's a world-acclaimed, internationally acclaimed psychic.
Oh, I love that.
So we won't know our future since she's not here. But
darn it.
We'll know our present.
Yeah.
And it's now. It's
all right.
You.
Well, this song is called The Water. I learned it. I really need to learn the name of the girl who sings on this song. But Johnny Flynn recorded it, and I feel like maybe one of his parents wrote it. The writer has the same last name as him. Anyway, it's beautiful. And intro. I'm glad of what keeps me afloat.
The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me, I'm done with my dying. Now the deeper the water I sail, and the faster the current I'm in. Each night brings the stars, and the song in my heart is a tune for the journeyman's tale. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me, I'm done with my dying. All the land that I knew is a dream, and the line on the distance grows faint. Wide is my river, the horizon a sliver. The artist has run out of paint. Where the blue of the sea meets the sky, and the big yellow sun leads me home. I'm everywhere now, my breath by and by. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can drown me, I'm done with my dying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all right, folks. Well, we're just about to the end, but we have a great, great way to go out. But before we go, what's your wish for 2026?
My wish for 2026 is to just keep on going.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Just going to keep on working on the thing.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still Olivia the Bard.
It's still Olivia the Bard.
All right. That's beautiful. What about you?
For me, it's revolution. All
yeah.
power to all the people.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Really, yeah. I am so there with you. That's my wish as well. Mm. You know? And revolution's not easy, but I am so ready.
And art is essential.
That's right. That's right. In all revolutions. All right. Well, Brian, before you start your playing, what's your wish?
My wish, my mantra.
Okay.
I don't know. Be a good person. That's all I got.
All right. That's yeah. pretty good. Yeah. Especially be
Nailing
a good
it,
person.
Brian.
Be
Nailing
a good
it.
Person with a beard.
Yeah, I grew out for the radio show.
It's looking good. All right, everybody, do have a happy, happy new year. We'll go out with Brian Colley singing.
We'll have to sing this kind of quickly because I'm running out of time.
That's okay.
Unless they're actually going to just go
right
they'll
over. Be okay.
All right, cool. Never before heard anywhere except for my studio apartment. Awesome. All right.
Listen now, my friends and family of old. I must tell you here the prophecy foretold. The fortune-telling woman who I saw in my dreams has revealed it all to me. or so it seems. It's a little cloudy now, but here it comes again. She peers into the crystal ball inside her sprinter van and enlightens me on things of which I've sworn to never name, else risk our feeble minds from going quite insane. She said there's a bad moon rising, and when it's overhead, to jump naked in the river and float down the watershed. Be sure you can get out when converging rivers join, and thank you for coming, I take Venmo or Bitcoin. I said, wait a minute, please, was there something you forgot? Have you mentioned everything outside this Whole Foods parking lot? Perhaps I pay you more if the crystal ball is clear. She said, OMG, you're right, your future's just reappeared. You'd best embrace the change that's coming. Why will you never learn? Don't look at me as if I said something so absurd. Now won't you be a good boy and pay me what you owe? This crystal ball is bad. I think it's a snow globe. Suddenly I wake up and it's Monday morning. Was it all a dream? The fortune-telling woman was nowhere to be seen. I tried my best to remember all the things that she had said, but I'm just doom-scrolling on my phone instead. The algorithm shows me things that rot my brain, and subconsciously I grasp at the fortune-teller's name. I take a little dive down the Google rabbit hole, but like Alice in that wonderland, it swallowed me up whole. There is a bad moon rising, it's almost overhead. The fortune teller's warning reminded me again. I quickly took off all my clothes despite the chilly night and leaped into the roaring fork before I could think twice. As I gasped for air and saw my life flash before my eyes, I looked up to the stars, and what a big surprise. The planets had aligned all neatly in a row. From Mercury to Neptune, they put on quite a show. The next thing I witnessed, you may not quite believe, a crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. It seemed as if David Bowie's words were coming true. Oh, you pretty little things, is there nothing we can do? I can't quite recollect all the visions on display, for soon the freezing water nearly drowned me anyway. With my last dying breath, I called the fortune teller's name. What was it? Was it Claire? Was it clairvoyant? She suddenly appeared and dragged me to the shore. I peered into her mystic eyes right then and there. I swore that we would be together, if not now, then soon again. And we could live inside her funky sprinter van. The fortune-telling woman was not amused a bit. She cried, how dare you think my name was clairvoyant? I'm like, how did you appear so quick and save me from my fate? Can't you see I love you, Claire? I think you're pretty great. She said, don't be silly. I live just up the hill. The fortune-telling thing is just how I pay the bills. I'm sorry for the drama. Didn't mean to be intent. I hope you didn't take all those shrooms. How about some common sense? Oh, gosh darn it, I cried out. Then I quickly realized I'd eaten way too many and was high as a kite. I admitted that I sought her out because I was paranoid. I felt I needed answers to my visions of the void. She said, get a move on now, let's draw you off. And then I got some extra clothes up in my sprinter van. She sent me on my way as my psychedelics faded and told me stay in touch and also stay hydrated. Last verse. It's been many moons ago since that strange and fateful night. So many twists and turns I've tried hard.